I hurried to clear space on the table, shifting the Himalay mountains onto a shelf. Da poured the milk into Ma's jug, then settled down on the bench next to me and grinned.
Pick a pocket.
I rolled my eyes.
Left.
He wiggled his eyebrows like two black caterpillars.
Right answer.
He pulled a small jar from his pocket.
Pine honey!
I unscrewed the lid and the smell filled my nostrils, making my mouth water.
Thank you, Da.
Nothing but the best for your first day back at school.
I shrugged.
It's only school. Oh well, I suppose I'll just have to eat all of this myself then.
He took the open jar and mimed pouring the honey into his mouth.
No!
I grabbed it back.
You're right. It's a very important day.
I'm only surprised you didn't get two jars.
The honey was so good, I hardly noticed the porridge was burnt. But when I looked up, Da's food was untouched. He was sitting in that hunched way that meant he was thinking. His hand rested on the milk jug, and I could see the pulse in his wrist. His eyes had a faraway look.
First days of school were hard for both of us.
I cleared away my bowl as quietly as I could and pushed his closer to his hand.
I'll see you later, Da.
When he didn't answer, I picked up my satchel and left the house, closing the peeling green door gently behind me.